Hello?
Hello, I'm Joshua from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Thank you very much. And please, let's go ahead and continue. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Kern County.
Okay, one moment, please. Kern, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And also, could you please tell me your zip code?
93305.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born? Just the year, please.
1988.
Thank you so very much. And also, just to confirm, please, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific? Sorry? You're breaking up. What was that again? I'm sorry.
Hispanic
or Latino. Thank you so much. What is the last grade of you completed in school? Some grade school grades 1 to 8, some high school grades 9 to 11, graduated high school grade 12, technical vocational school, some college, graduated college, or postgraduate?
Postgraduate,
thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Neither. I'm voting Green.
Okay, thank you so much. Would you say, which way do you lean as of today? Do you lean toward the Democratic or Republican candidate, though?
No, I'm a Green Party member. I'm third party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. Rudy Salas, please.
Who?
Rudy Salas.
Oh, unfavorable.
Unfavorable, thank you. David Valadeo.
Super unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Joe Biden, please.
Unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
And Donald Trump, please.
Unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Accept up to two responses you can use. The cost of a mortgage or rent, inflation or the cost of living, protecting democracy, border security, social security and Medicare, healthcare, taxes, abortion, or none of those?
I guess abortion.
Abortion? You can select another one too. Abortion and one more.
I guess I don't really know.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Let me record your response like that. Now, thinking ahead up to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices from 1 to 10, I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe like a 2.
Okay, thank you so much. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent?
Jill Stein,
thank you so much. While I know you prefer Jill Stein, if Joe Biden and Donald Trump were the only candidates on the ballot and you had to make a choice today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Oh, I would leave it blank.
Okay, just give me one moment, please. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
I guess Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you so much. And also, if the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Oh, Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff, thank you so very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican?
Oh, I'm leaving that blank.
Oh, you're leaving that blank? Okay,
yeah.
Hard undecided, we can say, right? Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. And also, next I'm going to read you some information you might heard about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference in your vote. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. Now, David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Much more, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family child care and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Much more, somewhat more, or less likely, or no difference?
Honestly, no difference.
No, thank you. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
It's going to make no difference.
Thank you. The next one says, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Same options.
Yeah, honestly, it's going to be no difference at all. Nothing could convince me to vote for that man. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you so much. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
And David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 or 911 dispatch equipment. Much more, somewhat more, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you very much. Moving forward, ma'am, with 71%. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao, Republican, please?
No, I'm 100% not voting for either of them. I'm gonna leave that one thing.
Okay, thank you so much. Norris, thank you so much. Thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? You can select up to three responses: Snapchat, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, national news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, digital websites, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, newspaper, Google, cable news, or would you say you don't follow political news closely?
NPR. I don't know which one that falls into.
Okay. National network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, you said?
No, I said National Public Radio, NPR.
Oh, National Public Radio. Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. One moment, please. Let me go ahead and proceed in that case. And which of the following best describes the way that you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Only watch broadcast TV?
Only Netflix and other web streaming.
Okay, only use streaming. Thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Very liberal, yes.
Very liberal. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I did not vote for either of them.
Did not vote. Okay, thank you so much.
I didn't vote for either of them. Sir, I voted third party.
Correct. Okay. Thank you so much. Someone else, right? Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I am upper middle class.
Thank you so much. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching, or no?
No.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.